August 20th, 2019. First thing is approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have one change to today's agenda. We can strike introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Can a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carry. We have the minutes of August 13th. Any questions or corrections? Hearing none, they're saying approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Correspondence from council. Correspondence from council. Mr. Guy, public comment. Okay. Addie Jones? Addie? A-D-D-E?
Adele.
Adele.
Where are you?
Yes, it's Adele.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
My name is Adele Jones, and I'm here as Vice President of the Optimist Club of Sussex County. Sussex County Council last year gave the Optimist Club a grant, and we have spent that money on various things, and Kathy's going to pass out the information. We had an essay contest that we had contestants from all over the county turn in essays. I think we had 62, 63 essays turned in. Our first place winner, we give prizes to the top three winners. Our first place winner went on to get third place in the district. We also sponsored an oratorical contest, again open to all high school students in Sussex County. Our first place winner went on to win the first in zone in Salisbury. She then went on to win first in district in Ocean City, and then was sent to St. Louis to compete in regionals. So we were very proud of that, for our first oratorical contest to have such a winner. The paperwork shows we have paperwork that we have to turn into the Optimist Foundation, and it shows the paperwork you turned it in, and then our treasurer itemized how we spent the money. So we thank you for that county grant.
Thank you.
And we are going to ask for another one, because we are continuing our efforts to help the youth in Sussex County. One of the things we're going to do again is Youth Appreciation Day. This will be the third year that we've done that, so we ask you to get out your calendars. It'll be Tuesday, October 22nd, and we ask that you, county councilman, the county attorney, and the county administrator, to please talk to the kids from 9:15 to 9:45 that day before the county council meeting. They enjoy talking and asking questions.
22nd.
October 22nd, sorry.
Put it in my phone.
But we ask that you come and talk to, we have, we had 18 students last year. We invite two from each of the high schools in Sussex County, both private and public, to come and join us for that day. They meet with Craig Karsnitz, well, now Judge Craig Karsnitz, meet with you guys. We'll attend a county council meeting, take them to lunch at the counting house, and then go over to the Court of Common Pleas and hopefully see some interesting cases over there. So you now have our card with our email address. If you're able to address the kids and talk to them that morning on October 22nd, please email us at that address so that we know that you're available. The last thing is, we haven't done many small fundraisers this year because we're doing a big golf tournament. It is Thursday, September 12th at Mulligan's Point. So if you're available that day, we invite you to participate. If you golf, whether you do it badly or are a good golfer, we need participants, and we have the forms here if you're interested. And if you own a business, we also invite your sponsorship, because this is going to be our big fundraiser this year. We in the past have had a bunch of little fundraisers, so we're trying to have one large fundraiser this year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Sign Mike up first. He'll probably take that $25,000 award.
I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Burton's a golfer in the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
He has all spare time.
Mr. Hudson, actually.
Joe, I'm sorry?
Mr. Hudson, actually.
You two are golfers. Yeah. We got two golfers for you right here.
On this end.
Joe Ashton. Joe Ashton.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name's Joe Ashton. I am the owner of a small pool and outdoor living contractor here in Sussex, and I've been in business for the last 20 years. We are currently the only certified pool builder here in the state of Delaware. The reason I'm here today is I wanted to discuss the current code for the swimming pools for Sussex County requiring a 3-foot walkway around the pool. This code, to me, is very dated. The pool industry has evolved since this rule has been written. There are shows on television, HGTV, if you watch Pool Kings or Lucas Lagoons or anything on TV nowadays showing these amazing pools. This old school method really doesn't apply in today's standards. Many of the clients want resort style pools in their backyards, whether they have an infinity edge, which wouldn't meet the criteria of having this walkway, or raised pools or rock work and everything else. So with the new trends that we're trying to design for, it's hard to meet this criteria with Sussex County. So I'm asking that perhaps that the county can look at this old code and maybe amend or address the requirements, because most of the pools nowadays are more than just a little bit of a 3-foot walkway around a pool. People want a lot more features with their spaces now. There's really no reason to have the 3-foot walkway around it, because a lot of the times handholds are inside most of the pool as far as egress to be able to get out of a swimming pool. So my thought was maybe it was perhaps safety, but safety really pertains to getting out of the pool, not into the pool. So I'm asking for the county or to start to maybe petition to change this rule and regulations for this 3-foot walkway around pools. I have some pictures I can kind of show that kind of explain it a little bit better.
You certainly can do. I'm going to say when you get done talking, you can show the pictures for sure. You have a young lady back here in like the third or fourth row, Janelle.
Okay.
Is our P&Z director.
Okay.
You can start your conversation with her.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
I can hand these over?
Yeah, sure, hand me down there, and then Mr. Raleigh has a question.
I'm just kind of curious what exactly you are proposing to replace that.
Let's go back to the mic.
You go back to the microphone, please.
Well, a lot of times if you have a raised pole and a client lives on a canal or a bay, you have an infinity edge, and the whole purpose of the pole being raised is so that you can maximize your views. So you wouldn't want to have a raised deck on the outside of that, then you'd have to have railing as well. So there's really no need to have anything on that outer perimeter. A lot of times you'll have a raised wall with a water feature, things of that nature. You don't need to have access around the pole in its entirety.
But our 3-foot apron is a minimum standard, correct?
Correct, currently.
Currently?
Yes.
So you're asking that that be eliminated?
Well, in the city, like in Rehoboth, there's a lot of requirements where you have lot coverage and you're not allowed to actually do any hard coverage around most of their pools. 9 out of 10 pools that are built in the city limits because of their coverage, they don't have walkways around it. Same thing pertains to Bethany with lot coverage, same thing with Lewis. So I don't think it should be completely eliminated, but I think there needs to be some tolerances on where hard surface may be or where it may not be. Every application is different. It doesn't pertain to every job that you design.
Do you have something you're going to submit to our Director of Planning and Zoning?
I can, sure. Yeah.
That'd be a good place to start.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hudson.
I had him come in because of a conversation I had him with his on the phone yesterday, and I just for transparency,
sure.
I suggested that he come in and do that.
Okay. I'll make sure your pool is okay with
you. Sure.
Paul Rieger.
So you need Sam.
Good morning. Paul Rieger, 18171 Deer Forest Road. Just to continue a little bit what that gentleman just said concerning the pools. It actually was where I was going this morning. We had the discussion with the pools and the decks a while ago when I brought the discussion up for what's required, not required. That the zoning didn't know what planning was doing, the other department inspection didn't know what they were doing. Well, I just like to know how I got my certificate of use in the mail without nobody visiting. When if it's a two-part zoning thing for height and zoning for setbacks, you just can't arbitrarily take a person's word for it and say, okay, there's your pool right there, you're done. It just proved with the final hard copy that there never was an inspection on it. So if the gentleman's worrying about side setbacks, pull the permit, approved, done. You don't need an inspection, done. You don't have to worry about the setbacks. But until you fix from getting the permit You'll stop having people coming in putting houses up into 30-foot when they really need 40. You have different site plans. You have all the different errors in the code that you keep neglecting. If you want to really come up with to see what we're all discussing here, that gentleman with his business and other residents out on the streets are discussing, if you listen to the Board of Adjustment, you'll hear all the idiosyncrasies with it. It's the most intelligent thing to find out where somebody walks in for a permit, permit's issued for 30, build it, go for, now you got to go for Board of Adjustment and explain why you're in that 30. Meanwhile, the county already gave you the permit for it, said you only needed 30. But yet, when you finally get done, it's done. Mr. Lawson, a while ago, it's been a while now, I just would like to know whether it was enforced, and I think you should ask this, was with the pole barn buildings and the other structures, when the footings are done, are we doing the setbacks for the zoning before the structures are built? Or is that just a good thing, say it, and we'll eventually get to it? I think it, unless somebody tells me it's the process, I think waiting this long is a little ridiculous to do it if it's not completed. It comes down to simple things. I've asked for 210 3D with the convalescent nursing homes to be removed from the code. The code did update with the whole chapter for that moving into commercial or out the tables to that zone, whichever way it is. But it's still left under special use exceptions. It's a simple fix. You jump to introducing new ordinances that are complete and incomplete. We have to get a handle on doing it correctly. Second thing is Board of Adjustment last night during additional business is having their workshop. I believe it's been over a year now when we had this discussion 2 years called, you were going to discuss with Board of Adjustment and have a little powwow or something, a meeting, workshop type deal to get it done. At their upcoming workshop, it would be a perfect timing for you guys, if you can and do it, sit there and attend that Board of Adjustment workshop training, whatever they wanted to call it last night. You all will be educated on it and understand the synchronicities, and hopefully a lot of good questions will be solved.
Van Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, and let's talk about these setbacks. First of all, if they have not been put in effect yet, they should have been. Second of all, if they knew when they went out there to check that footer and they didn't catch it, whose fault is it? And it was on the permit to go 30 feet. And I'll tell you what, this is my advice to the owner. If these guys from last night tell them, because they tabled it, that, oh, you're going to move your house, be a cold day, because I'd have a court case on that one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's move to our 10:15 public hearing.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. This is a public hearing on an ordinance amended code of Sussex County relating to the establishment of annual service charges and determination of the amount of charge. It's my understanding that Mr. Medlars is going to do the presentation. He will give us a brief presentation to County Council and explain what is proposed. After that, the council may ask questions, and subsequent to that, after those questions have been answered, any member of the public may comment. If any member of the public wishes to comment, they need to come forward, give your name and address, sign the sheet that's at the podium, and then address the council. After that, the council will have an opportunity to vote on the matter if they so desire, and after the record has been closed. Mr. Medlars.
Thank you, Councilor. The ordinance before you deals with Chapter 110, Water and Sewer, and our assessment of the sewer connection charges basis. It's on a fixture unit account most of the time, but some of the specialty uses we have broken out. This particular ordinance here makes one correction. We had a zero omitted. That is a straightforward case. The other three are We had freestanding emergency rooms come forward. BB is proposing them. We did not have them. We clarified the hospital assessment based on beds, which was welcomed by all parties. And we separated out garages. In the past, garages were lumped in. As you know, service stations today, most of them are convenience store types. You fixed that in the last go around. This fixes the actual garages, dealerships with garages, and freestanding garages only, no gas service. None of these have gasoline service anymore. It's really they have been separated. We're just adjusting the code to reflect new trends. Last one, we believe it or not, we added funeral homes. We didn't have that, so we added it on. Nobody asked for that. that was the county staff adding funeral homes. Any questions from the commissioners?
Questions? Anybody? No.
If there are no questions, then is there any member of the public that would like to address this proposed ordinance? Any member of the public that would like to address this? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We will close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. And Mr. Moore, read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 110, Article 13, Roman numeral Section 110-88, subsections D and H thereof, relating to the establishment of annual service charges, determination of the amounts of charge.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I'm against. Motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two items to get to today. First is the recognition of retirement of Mr. Lauren George. It's my pleasure today to recognize Mr. George for his services. We have a tribute here from President Vincent as well as a plaque that we'd like to present Lauren. I'll read the tribute. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Lauren A. George, Facility District Manager, Environmental Services, for his devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from August 1, 1989 to August 23, 2019, 30 years of service. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Lauren A. George with wishes of happiness and good health. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, Council President. Congratulations,
thank
Lauren.
You. Thank you. Sorry to put a Rodney Marlowe, but that's everybody got across the bar, right? Good.
One more.
Load you up.
Appreciate it.
Is it check back
yet? I was saying check yet. What was that? That's next. That's next month.
Yeah, it is next month.
Thank you. Would you like to say anything?
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate the recognition. It's been a good 30 years, and it's been fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for your services.
Okay, next up is the County Administrator's Report for August 20th, 2019, item number one. I'm pleased to announce that the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada has awarded Sussex County a Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for the 2018 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, otherwise known as CAFR. This is the 17th consecutive year that the county has received this prestigious award, acknowledging the financial report. The award is among the highest forms of recognition for government accounting and financial reporting. Congratulations to Gina Jennings, Finance Director, Chief Operating Officer, and Kathy Roth, Deputy Finance Director, and the accounting staff for their achievement in achieving this award. Congratulations, both Ms. Jennings and Ms. Ross, for all your hard work in achieving this award again.
Yes. Thank you, Maria. Another great job you girls did.
And finally, Council will not meet on August 27th or September 3rd. The next regularly scheduled Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, September 10th. In addition, County offices will be closed Monday, September 2nd for the Labor Day holiday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Only hide behind the pillar. Mr. Schoonover. Was this at least the place I see here?
Good morning.
Morning, Council, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here today to present the or ask for approval for the Milton Medic 111 station lease. One of the EMS initiatives for this fiscal budget year of 2020 was the establishment of advanced life support services in the Milton area. Currently, we serve that area from Lincoln, out of the Lincoln Station, Rehoboth, Long Neck, and Georgetown. So it gives us like an average response time of about around 16 minutes to get there, about double where we are or in other locations. So when we look at the data, the calls are increasing in that area. They increased over the past 6 years by 28%. And then we looked at where is the proper placement for it. We use the GIS services in the county to determine where is the proper place to place the unit, and Milton has come up. So our initiative is to start with a 12-hour daytime, because 64% of the calls are during the daytime, 7 in the morning to 7 at night, 7 days a week with a single medic unit. So we have to have a place for them to be based out of. Todd helped us locate make a connection with the cheer center there on Route 5, east of town. And we were able to work with cheer to acquire the space. They actually gave up some space within the cheer center, or giving us that space to on a lease, and also space for a primary truck and a secondary truck to be placed there. And we wanted to start on or before January 1st. That's really when our staffing is going to allow for that to occur. But I'm the guy who has to get all the pieces in place to make that happen by January 1st. So one of them was to get the lease. So I'm here to present a lease. It's really all they're asking for is you to cover their utilities at $100 a month for what we're adding on. Everything's all inclusive. So pretty good deal for us. So I have a motion, unless you have any questions.
Okay, questions? I see we're going to do the snow removal.
They only do snow removal during the daytime, during business hours.
Sure.
And what will happen when we have a blizzard or hurricane is we will upstaff that unit there 24/7. So we've got to be able to get the snow out of the way at nighttime for them. So I said, look, you're getting it to us so cheap. Sure. We'll take care of the snow removal. We have other people that we use.
So you wouldn't close your business during a snowstorm or something?
We don't close.
When cheers aren't closing, you wouldn't close.
Do you want us to?
No. Just asking. You have a motion, sir?
Yeah, I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a new lease agreement for Milton, Delaware EMS Medic Station 111 between Sussex County Council and Cheer Incorporated for a period of 1 year from October 1st, 2019 to September 30th, 2020, with 2 1-year renewal periods as per the terms and conditions of the lease. And I will tell you, Mr. Moore's office developed the lease.
Thank you, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I think that motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Ms. Cornwell.
What's that mean? No staff for the Milton.
No.
Good morning.
Morning.
Same task on me. My chair, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. So today we have an ordinance for introduction. What we would like to do is take three items that currently require a special use exception, which is a $400 application and a public hearing process, to the Board of Adjustment and make them go through an administrative process. Those three items are garage studio apartments, manufactured home type structures for an emergency hardship, for a medical hardship, and manufactured home type structures used as an office. Currently, it's rare that we ever see opposition at a Board of Adjustment application, and it takes an additional couple of months to get through the Board of Adjustment application. Yeah. In this instance, we're trying to make it go through a less than like 30-day time period. Neighbors, adjacent property owners would still be notified, so there is the public has an opportunity. If we do receive a letter in opposition regarding one of the applications, then it would go to the Board of Adjustment for a special use exception. But what we're trying to do is take ease some of the process for the applicants who are trying to go through these applications.
Save them time and form.
And money, yes.
Any questions of council?
Will the adjacent property owners know that, you know, if I got a concern, I got to write it down and send it to you?
Yes, we would send them a letter. So right now, this is very similar to another administrative process that we have, that the staff either sends a letter or the property owner goes and gets a letter from the adjacent property owners and provides that to us so we know there is no opposition. If we send a letter, we wait 10 business days for a letter to for a response to come back. They are typically granted, given a copy of the letter explaining what they're trying to do and some type of survey so they know where things are going.
But it says, if you have a concern, contact the office.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any more questions of council? Mr. Moore, you want to read the short title here? We'll...
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Articles 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10A, 10B, 11, 11A, 11B, 11C, 11D, 11E, 11F, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 27, all Roman numerals, by amending sections 115-20, 115-23, 115-29, 115-32, 115-40, 115-48, 115-53, 115-56, 115-64, 115-69, 115-72, 115-75.2, 115-75.4, 115-75.9, 115-75.11, 115-80, 115-83.6, 115-83.11, 115-83.13, 115-83.18, 115-83.20, 115-83.26, 115-83.28, 115-83.33, 115-83.35, 115-83.40, 115-83.42, 115-88, 115-94, 115-97, 115-105, 115-114, 115-210, and table 4, Roman numeral, to establish administrative approval processes for the use of a manufactured home type structure for a business, commercial, or industrial use for studio/garage apartments and manufactured home type structures in an emergency or hardship situation.
Want to drink water?
That's pretty tough for a blind man.
And people say we haven't got enough regulations.
It's the same thing repeated.
It's just fixing all of those sections.
Yeah, I got nerves reduced. Mr. Burton's going to introduce it.
Thank you.
Pretty big, we had to have one.